Welcome to A Resurrected Life, Daily Reflections for Lent. Today is Palm Sunday of the Passion of the Lord. Our readings come from the prophet Isaiah and the Gospel of Mark and are titled The Eyes of Love. The servant of the Lord said, "The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backwards." Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord."
The readings for Holy Week and the Easter Octave are so rich and vital that choosing which snippet to focus on in these reflections becomes almost impossible. As a result, a composite approach will be taken throughout the remainder of this resource. The text from Isaiah is about paying attention to what is important, not allowing ourselves to be taken by those things that do not matter very much in the end. It is a constant battle, yet as we look back over our lives, we will probably know what is meant here. Just think of those many things that we have worried about or become preoccupied with, most of which we can scarcely recall now. God sees our lives through the eyes of love. God's love is not our usual sentimental notion of love, as having a good feeling about whatever is happening. God's love is not like that. Love is the power that has brought the universe into being. It cries out for justice and drills down into our very hearts. It roots out anything that cannot endure into the life God wills for us. It breaks apart and brings back together. Love is not safe, and it cannot be domesticated. At the centre of God's love for us is not God feeling good about who we are and what we do. At the centre of God's love is mercy, where he sees us as we truly are and offers to heal us. But we must sincerely ask him to do that. Love always speaks the truth, although it will bide its time to do that. We see this in the events of today's text from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus, who could see what was happening around him through the eyes of love, allowed the crowd to have its way. They were in the mood for celebration and wished to proclaim him king. Jesus does not prevent this from happening as he had done previously, for he could see that it was part of the path that he must take. Jesus quietly watches it all, aware that this is the crowd that would soon turn on him, yet also aware of the crowd as those who would be saved and healed by his supreme act of love. That crowd includes you and me.
Putting the word into practice.
The journey to becoming a person who can remain peacefully vigilant, paying attention and responding to those things that matter, while letting those things that are not important pass on by, can be long. We learn through the experience of reflecting on the reality of our daily lives, quietly giving it all over to God and placing our trust in him. In seemingly imperceptible ways, God creates in us the ability to see, to some degree at least, as he sees, with the heart of love that only God can give. It is not the recipe for popularity. With the best will in the world, most people will not be willing to hear a truth that challenges them to the very core of their being. It is a problem the church faces daily: how to speak the truth while ensuring that that proclamation is recognized as coming from a place of deep and radical love. We do not always do that well. To do it better, we must test ourselves through the eyes of love. If we are aware that our deep and abiding love for the people we are talking to is in any way in doubt, we should remain silent. In that case, we should pray to become more truly people of love, who pay attention to what is actually from God.
Let us pray. Christ Jesus, as we enter this holy week, grant me the insight and grace to see and act with a pure and loving heart. Strengthen me to turn away from what displeases you, and in your mercy, embrace, forgive and heal me. Move me to be your forgiveness and healing in our broken world. Amen.